time to start?
Oh, all right.
Hey, it is 6 o'clock at the new CKSL, and this is Peter Garland with more of London's favorite music. Good morning to you.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us, twinkle below. Good morning, starshine. Lead us along, my love and me.
Developing this afternoon, it's 4 downtown. That'd be.
I have often heard you say, love me as a friend, but I love you more than anyone. No, I can't pretend. No longer I would give you anything. I'd throw my world away, but you don't wanna hear that anymore. And you wanna hear me say, come on.
Come on and please me on.
Cocktail, Earth, Wind, and Fire for you here after the love is gone. 6:06. This is Peter Garland. Good morning to you. City right now, I tell you, you could shoot a cannon down Oxford Street and you wouldn't hit anything, I think, till the cannonball got to the airport terminal. Sorry about that, Ken. Ken Blair is a friend of mine who's the manager of the airport. However, it is very quiet this morning and cold. It's a word I don't like to use until it actually gets that way, but it is 4 degrees downtown. That would be 41 degrees Fahrenheit. And we'll get rain developing this afternoon. As far as the weather's concerned, this weekend has been cruddy. Let's just wrap it up like that. The rain will end overnight tonight. Tomorrow will be cooler than today. And high today, we should reach a balmy 13. And I hope your Thanksgiving is going well. I get lucky every time Thanksgiving rolls around because we go up to visit my wife's grandmother in Stratford, and we have a turkey dinner there on Sunday, and invariably we have our family, own family turkey dinner on Monday. So we end up being a turkey lover. What I am, seriously, is not a turkey lover. What I love is cranberry sauce, and turkey happens to go with that.
Furniture Fair, a fair deal better.
Furniture Fair's been open, but they've been saving up a lot of special things for their grand opening. Extra special buys, like 2- and 4-piece sofa sets from as little as $399. Prices with the working man in mind. Stop by, deal direct with the owners, and they'll put the furniture in your home without putting a hole in your wallet.
Furniture Fair. Furniture Fair, 1033 Clark Road. Drive a little farther, drive out a little farther ahead.
Hi, this is Jeff O'Neill, and middays are special on the new CKSL. Weekdays between 10 and 2, we'll be giving away complete album collections. Barry Manilow, Fred, Neil Diamond, James Taylor, the Eagles, the Bee Gees, America. And all you have to do is tell us what you like about London. Middays are special on the new CKSL.
CKSL, and well, this is a morning as special as our all mornings here at CKSL. We have, recently, we have gold to give away. Shares in the Canadian gold mine. Yep, we're doing that again this morning and this week, so stand by. Maybe we'll give you some stock in a Canadian gold mine. And Billy Hayes this afternoon between 2 and 6, he's giving away black gold. That's the kind of stuff you put in your car, you know what I mean?
The day's just over, and you're feeling beat. Relax at Andre's Steakhouse, where you can forget about the day and enjoy the evening. Fine dining, elegant surroundings, and Andre's hospitality. When you finish eating, settle down in the living room and unwind with the music of fall day, the day that starts the night right. Combined with Andre's pleasant surroundings, you'll have an evening to remember and you'll have forgotten about your day. Andre's Steakhouse, a great place to unwind. Andre's, Wellington South at Bradley.
choice. The best reason to shop at Canada Green. Pick and choose from real showpiece plants and learn how to care for them properly with advice from Canada Green's own expert in plant maintenance. Canada Green has thousands of square feet of choice plants, assorted hanging plants, huge split-leaf philodendrons, palms, Norfolk Island pines, and hundreds of tropical plants. Choice in lots of choice plants. The best reason to shop at Canada Green in the old LTC building, two blocks east of Adelaide.
You'll find a whole lot of folks who can talk about oats. They can yell and shout and really make a fuss. But there ain't no folks even close to Quaker Oats. Just no one knows their oats like us. No, no one knows their oats like us.
Well, I simply wouldn't buy anything but Quaker Oats. I know there are bargain brands and some brands that don't even have a name. I buy Quaker because I know what I'm getting. In my opinion, top quality.
No one knows their oats like Quaker.
No. No one knows
the
roads like us.
You bet.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi,
you're going.
This was Barry Manilow's first big one, wasn't it? I think so, yeah. It's called Mandy. It's 617 at CKSL.
Good morning.
CKSL.
With more millionaires than any other Canadian lottery, Lotto Canada is the big one. You could win big, too. You could also win right away, up to $2,000 on the instant scratch game. So get your tickets fast while they last for Lotto Canada, the big one.
Prime Plastic, the heavy hits from Zeller's Record Department. Prime Plastic is Trooper's Flying Colors, just $6.99. And Cornerstone by Styx for just $4.99. Prime Plastic. Plastic. It's In Through the Outdoor by Led Zeppelin. And Head Games by Foreigner, both just $6.99. Tapes available. Prime Plastic. Heavy hits, light price. Prime Plastic. The record department at Zeller's.
The Carpet Place doesn't have a polished, glossy image, but you'll still be impressed when you walk in with the prices. Good quality carpet at straight-ahead prices. The frills that are cut out of their merchandising are cut out of their prices, because the Carpet Place features carpet. That's it. Just quality carpet. Thousands of square yards of it. In fact, they have one of London's largest selections of carpet at some of London's lowest prices. The Carpet Place, 345 Saskatoon.
Some people, I guess yesterday was for some people. Depends on what you like. Mainly, it's Monday off, right? And giving thanks for what we've got, which is a lot when you think about it. 622 at CKSL. This is Gino Vanelli.
Yes, I know how much you love me. Can't you realize?
I'm fine.
Yeah, it's Marty at the home. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We had our dinner last night, and we gave thanks.
Really? What'd you give thanks? Uh-huh. What'd you give thanks for?
After dinner, I gave thanks for Alka-Seltzer.
I see. Well, I know.
Yeah. Hey, is the post office closed today, honey?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's
closed. Oh, I guess. Oh, we won't get tomorrow's mail till Friday then, right?
No. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. You got a lot to say today, huh?
Oh, yeah. All kinds of stuff going on. yesterday in sports.
I guess so. And today, too.
The usual Sunday fair. Yeah, there are a lot of three CFL games, including the Argonauts at Hamilton.
Son of a gun.
Yeah, that'll be a dandy.
I hope so.
It's 626. Good morning. I'm Chris Mayberry, CKSL Sports. The London Knights stopped the Niagara Falls Flyers 6-3 in the Falls yesterday afternoon to up their record to 4-4 on the season. It was the first of six meetings between the two teams this year. The Flyers are coached by former London Diamonds mentor Barry Bugner. Dino Cicerelli, Joe Patterson, Pat Crombean, Bob Goodish, Basil McRae, and Frank Nigro scored for the Knights. They outshot Niagara Falls 30-28. The Flyers led 2-0 at one point in the first period before London caught up. Elsewhere in Major Junior A, Windsor shaded Toronto 5-4 to stay 4 points ahead of London in the M's division. The Spits are unbeaten in four games at the Windsor Arena. Kitchener beat Sault Ste. Marie 6-5 in overtime to stay tied with the Knights. They also have three games in hand. Oshawa dumped Peterborough 4-1. Brantford over Ottawa 10-3. Kingston and Sudbury played to a 2-2 overtime tie. In NHL preseason play, the Toronto Maple Leafs dumped Buffalo 4-2. Edmonton shaded the Islanders 8-6. It was Hartford over Quebec 4-3. St. Louis and Chicago played to a 3-3 tie. Washington stopped the U.S. Olympic team 5-4. Now that's the end of the exhibition season. The NHL's regular season gets underway tomorrow night. In continental senior play, the London Kings lost 6-1 to the Petrolia Squires at the Gardens. The Kings are now 0-2 on the season after losing to the Squires in the season opener Friday night in Petrolia. Woodstock bombed Luke and Ilderton 7-1 in Ilderton yesterday. In Junior B action, the London Diamonds are at home to the Chatham Maroons tonight at the Gardens. The Diamonds beat Strathroy Saturday night to stay unbeaten after three games. In the CFL yesterday, just one game, the Ottawa Rough Riders just hung on for a 20-19 win over the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in Regina. Saskatchewan almost pulled it off, but a two-point convert attempt in the final minute of play was intercepted in the end zone, robbing coach Ron Lancaster of his first win of the year. The Western Riders are 0-12 on the season. After the game, Ottawa coach George Brancato says Saskatchewan is not an 0-12 team.
No, sir, not at all. I thought they played good football, and I thought they showed a little character there at the end of the game, driving the whole field and scoring.
He added they will be an excellent team someday very soon.
Well, they're a hungry team. They want to win, and they've got some good football players in there now. And I think, at their skill positions, their receivers are good. And if they get a little more consistent quarterbacking, they're going to be a pretty good team.
Three games today. The big one sees Toronto and Hamilton. The Ticats upset the Argos last week and still have a shot at third place in the East. In the National Football League yesterday, the Detroit Lions lost 24-17 to New England. It was Chicago over Buffalo 7-0 as the Bills' high-scoring offense was stopped by the Bears' defense. Philadelphia over Washington 28-17. Kansas City won its fourth game in six starts, beating Cincinnati 10-7. The Giants over Tampa Bay 17-14, so the Buccaneers are now defeated. The last undefeated team the Buccaneers were until yesterday. Atlanta beat Green Bay 25-7. St. Louis over Houston 24-17. That's a bit of an upset. Denver beat San Diego 7-0. Pittsburgh rolled over Cleveland 51-35. Dallas beat Minnesota 36-20. Los Angeles over New Orleans 35-17. Baltimore beat the Jets 10-8. It was Seattle 35 and San Francisco 24. And the Formula One racing season ended yesterday. Gilles Villeneuve went out in style. He won the U.S. Grand Prix at Watkins Glen, New York, and finished second in the overall standings behind his teammate Jody Scheckter of South Africa. And that's CKSL Sports.
Get all set for winter at Maple City Gas.
When I take my kids for a drive in the snow, for my peace of mind, well, I like to go with the winter tire that we all know called Michelin.
The one and only Michelin.
It's the only tire I don't. When the snow is drifting way above my knees and the going's tough and I'm fit to freeze, well, the winter tire that puts me at ease is Michelin.
The one and only Michelin.
It's the only tire I don't.
Whatever winter offers, be ready for it with Michelin winter radials from Maple City Gas. In snow, slush, even clear roads, you'll feel better with Michelins under you. And they cost less to own than you think. See Maple City Gas, Horton at Waterloo today. And go with Winter Michelins.
The one and only Michelin.
It's the only tire I'd own.
CKSL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm J. Michael Phillips. 4 degrees downtown, mostly cloudy this Thanksgiving Day, with rain developing in the afternoon. Highs today 10 to 13 degrees, turning cooler Tuesday with rain ending. Pope John Paul's jetliner, Shepherd 1, has touched down in Rome, ending the Pope's historic pilgrimage to Ireland and the U.S. Last night, Vice President Walter Mondale led some 20,000 people at a send-off for the Pope at Andrews Air Force Base in Washington. Mondale told the gathering,
"Your Holiness, the moments of your stay
will live in our memory for years. But these thoughts you kindle will live forever.
Mondale called the Pope a great poet who sings a hymn to life. The Pope thanked Americans for their hospitality.
Your hospitality has been warm and filled with love. And I am grateful for all your kindnesses.
To the tune of God Bless America, the Pope made a final goodbye to the crowd, boarded his jetliner, and took off for Rome. And as the Pope kicks off his shoes and settles down at home, there's word that he'll be visiting Canada in the not-too-distant future. The Roman Catholic Archbishop of Montreal says that an agreement in principle has been made with the Vatican. It's Thanksgiving Day today, and with an explanation as to why, here's CKSL's Kathy Young.
Oddly enough, Thanksgiving began when people didn't have too much to be thankful for. The first Thanksgiving holiday originated in the United States in 1621. That's your famous Plymouth colony. But Canada didn't pick up on the idea until 1879, over 250 years later. For the next 78 years, Thanksgiving was held at various times in the fall. It wasn't until 1957 that it was proclaimed that Thanksgiving would be celebrated on the second Monday in October. The American Thanksgiving holiday is much later. They don't have theirs until the fourth Thursday in November. Kathy Young, CKSL News.
Production workers at London's GM diesel plant spent the better part of Sunday afternoon voting on the latest company contract offer. Union spokesman Francis Persenik says the results are encouraging.
Well, the majority membership, I think, accepted it. I don't know any result. I haven't talked to the election chairman. But the contract is good. It's one of the best package we ever negotiated. And I'm quite sure that Evans will bear me out that it will be ratified right across Canada.
Detailed results won't be released until voting results are complete in Oshawa and Scarborough on Wednesday. A Toronto doctor says a new rabies vaccine derived from humans would require only 4 injections instead of the present 14. Dr. E.W. Pearson says the new vaccine being tested at the Connaught Laboratories will be safer yet as effective against rabies as the present simple vaccine. Now, one of its main drawbacks is that in some cases, patients are paralyzed by the vaccine, though the reaction can usually be reversed. For the first time since the May 22nd federal election, Prime Minister Joe Clark will have to face the House of Commons this week. John McKay has more.
Live television coverage of Commons debates available in more and more Canadian cities. One of the most anticipated shows of the new fall season will be the Daily Question Period. How will Joe Clark stand up on the receiving end of the traditional grilling session? Will Pierre Trudeau be up to the task of opposition leader? The former Prime Minister faded into the woodwork over the summer, but in recent days gave an indication that his sharp tongue is poised and ready. He denies, for example, that he's been taking it easy on the new government just because he was waiting to let it hang itself.
They're not dangling yet. I think the people out in the country, much like we Liberals, are prepared to give them a chance. Apparently they didn't expect much from Mr. Clark's government, and we certainly didn't. And we're getting what we expected, so why should we express disappointment?
The first question period will come on Wednesday. That's also Leaders' Day in the throne speech debate, and we'll see then if the Pierre and Joe show will yield any verbal pyrotechnics.
Fidel Castro is expected to address the United Nations General Assembly on Friday. The U.S. State Department says visa requests were made last week by Castro and his entourage. No plans to meet with American leaders. The Cuban premier will speak to the U.N. as head of the non-aligned nations movement. He was last in the United States in 1960 when he spent 4 hours in a speech at the U.N. It's been almost 3 years since the sinking of the oil tanker Argo Merchant. Well, no one's ever been quite sure what happened to 7.7 million gallons of oil that spilled. Till now, scientists released 1,800 small yellow disks called drifters into the area where the oil tanker sank, and now one of those disks has been found in Scotland. Scientists believe that the find could mean that tar balls from the Argo Merchant spill could wash ashore in Scotland. And one-time moonwalker and now American Senator Harrison Schmitt says it's only a matter of time until American space travelers colonize the planet Mars. Schmitt piloted the Apollo 17 lunar landing in 1972, and he sees the day when we'll be farming on Mars under inflated domes. CKSL News Time, 6:35.
There's no secret of being successful in business. You have to stay one step ahead. Just one step ahead of your competition means more business. McLean Hunter Communications means business. They're in the business of keeping you in communication with your office, with your clients, with the McLean Hunter Pagers. The Tone Pager, inexpensive, convenient, tiny. The Tone and Vibrate Pager, everything the Tone Pager is and more. It's discreet. A tiny vibration lets you know you have a message but doesn't share the secret. The Voice Pager, getting your message across instantly, completely. The McLean Hunter Pagers from McLean Hunter Communications, keeping you accessible and successful. Stay a step ahead and stay in the money. Call McLean Hunter Communications anytime, 673-1340. McLean Hunter means business.
CKSL weather, mostly cloudy today with rain developing in the afternoon, highs 10 to 13. Turning cooler tomorrow with rain ending. Downtown at CKSL, it is a chilly 4 degrees Celsius.
Well, one thing about those McLean Hunter pagers, those new ones there.
What's that?
Well, you can be talking to a lady businesswoman and she'll just jump up and run.
I'm getting the message.
Yeah. How are you this morning, anyway?
I'm tired. I don't know how you do this every day.
Oh, I see. That's right.
I'm not used to waking up this early in the morning. Not for a couple of years. I did this a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's rough.
It's fun. I like it. It's the best part of the day. You get up and stagger around in the dark.
My eyes still haven't focused.
So how's your Thanksgiving? Are you having some people have their turkey yesterday and some people have it today.
My wife was over last night. Yeah. I had my turkey yesterday.
I see. Well,
yes, we had turkey, as a matter of fact, over at Bill Hayes' place last
night. Did you? Night.
His wife made dinner for us. It was delightful.
The newlyweds.
The newlyweds.
Yeah?
That's right.
Is she a cook?
Oh, yeah. She's a real cook.
Yeah.
She cooks almost as good as Bill announces.
I don't know how to follow that one.
Oh, well, I
went to my granny's house in Stratford for turkey dinner. Yeah, it was good.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, she's a super cook.
Cranberry sauce and all that stuff.
Yeah, like I was telling people earlier, we eat turkey twice every year at Thanksgiving, on Sunday in Stratford and then on Monday at our own house.
Uh-huh.
I love turkey. I'm not actually a great turkey fan, but I love cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
And you have to have turkey with cranberry sauce, everybody knows.
That's true. And now it's turkey casserole, turkey soup,
turkey sandwiches. We can't afford a turkey this year. It's $1.39 a pound. Turkey. So we get a chicken and we stuff it with popcorn. The kids don't know the difference. Oldies but goodies. The Beatles. Words of Love.
Hold me close and tell me how you feel.
Was it 18? No, 1965, 640 at CKSL. I was only kidding. We do have turkey at our house. But we buy a very special turkey over our supermarket where we go. Our turkeys come with warranties because of the price of turkey nowadays. And the warranty is for 30 days or 300 sandwiches, whichever comes first. You know.
If you've heard it once, you've heard it a million times. The 79s have to go to make room for the 80s. Every car dealer says it, but Ray Cullen Chevrolet means it. He's ordered his entire sales team to move all 150 79s at any cost.
You can almost name your own price, and that's no hype, that's a fact. Get into Ray Cullen Chevrolet today and get the best buy of the year on a brand new 1979 Chevrolet or company demo. It's a lot less money than anywhere else, and that's a fact too. Ray Cullen Chevrolet, 730 Warncliffe Road South, famous for fairness.
Hi, this is Bill Hayes, and afternoons are special on the new CKSL.
Weekday afternoons, Bill Hayes gives you a chance to win black gold, gallons of gasoline. And all you have to do is tell us what you like about London. Afternoons are special with Bill Hayes on the new CKSL.